Coast Radio News for Monday, June 1st, 2020. I'm George Henry. While cities across the nation deal with violence and looting, in a weekend of protests which included damaged buildings in Eugene, smaller cities and towns like Florence were able to maintain civility and still get a message out. Here, peaceful protesters were visible on the corner of 101 and 126 on Saturday and Sunday with signs like "Racism is wrong" and "Justice for Floyd." Over 20 people were out on Sunday receiving honks from supporters and vehicles driving by. By Sunday afternoon in Eugene, the violence and looting had been replaced by waves of peaceful protesters outside the federal courthouse. Chief Medical Director of Peace Harbor Hospital, Dr. Ron Scheer, retires today after 25 years of service. There will be a drive-by send-off today at 1 p.m. Former patients, colleagues, and the community are encouraged to decorate their cars and drive by the 380 building on the campus of Peace Harbor. People are asked to enter the 9th Street entrance and exit through the Rhododendron Street side. Those that wish to visit with Dr. Scheer can do so by parking in the visitor parking area, remembering that social distancing and safe social practices will be observed. This Friday evening, the class of 2020 Siuslaw High School will have its moment as a new style graduation ceremony will take place. According to the standards set forth by the governor's executive order, the amount of people that are allowed on campus at one time is 24. Superintendent Annie Grez-Koyak says they have formatted the graduation so as not to go over that number. Students with family members will come through as three individual groups at a time.
Having those groups come through, plus our presenter, our couple of people that are staging outside, we're going to be right at 24.
The entire graduation event is expected to take about 3 hours. Valedictorians for the class of 2020 are Tiffany Hine, Alyssa Hurley, Jared Northrup, and Hannah Rano. Also to be recognized will be outstanding senior girl Nina Aaron and outstanding senior boy Jared Northrup. The entire event will be broadcast on the radio on KCST with a simulcast video through Facebook and the NFHS. 32-year-old Gregory Cross of Florence, the suspect in the early Friday morning stabbing that resulted in the death of one person in Florence, reportedly had been released from the county jail on Thursday preceding the stabbing. According to reports, he had been booked into the jail on a parole violation. Lane County Sheriff's Office has still not released the name of the victim. The new numbers for the coronavirus cases in Oregon is now at 4,243. Additionally, two more people have died from the virus, according to the Oregon Health Authority. Those two deaths were reported on Friday. The 152nd death was a 62-year-old Lane County man, and a 93-year-old Polk County woman was the 153rd. Both had underlying medical conditions. The Lane County man actually died on May 4th, but had not been attributed to the coronavirus at the time. There are also a total of 73 cases now in Lane County as of yesterday. One of those cases is a presumptive case. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, June 1st, 2020.